It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're together today. I want to show you four pictures of four children. And I'll tell you their names as I show them to you. This boy's name is Anire. This boy's name is Jonathan. This girl's name is Justine. And this girl's name is Tirene. Now I want to show you how their names look when they're printed with capital letters. Anire, Jonathan, Justine, and Tirene. Now, I have four other pictures of them, and I'm going to do something with them. Don't look yet. Now take a look at the four of them in costumes. They're all dressed up in costumes. See? Here's Anire. Jonathan is here. Here is Justine. And here is Tirene. Now what I want you to do is to think to yourself which costume you like the best. And when you see that costume, put up your hand. What I'm trying to explain to you is something about voting. Yeah. Okay. Ready to vote? This costume? This costume? Put up your hand for the one you like the best. This costume or this costume? Did you vote? Okay. Now, one more thing I want to show you is this. There is Anire without his costume. And there he is with his costume. There's Jonathan without his costume. And there he is with his costume. There's Justine without her costume. There she is with her costume. There's Tirene without her costume. And there she is with her costume. Just wanted to talk with you a little about voting. Yeah? Some people vote on a ballot like this. You know, they check the one that they like the best. Some people put up their hands. Most people, when they go to vote, most grown-ups, are voting for something like a president or a district attorney or a senator or somebody like that. And many times, when grown-ups go to vote, they use a machine called a voting machine. Now, Bob Trowe has one of those at his workshop today. He's giving it a kind of a checkup. And I'd like to show you what it looks like. I just thought you might be interested to see what a voting machine was like. He told me that if I brought you over, he would show you. So let's go to Bob Trow's workshop together. Come along. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Fred.
I just wanted to show my television friend a voting machine.
Voting machine? This is it.
Now, it's complicated.
You know, if this were a real place to vote, if you came here to vote,
yeah.
Well, there would be a desk here, and the first thing you would do, there'd be a person over there, and they'd let you sign in.
I know.
Register, okay?
I've done it many times.
Well, sure you have. And you know they check the books and make sure that everything is in order, because voting is very important, right?
Certainly is.
Okay. Then you go to the machine.
You see up here? This is the way you'd vote for the sheriff. You would press one of these levers down. This doesn't go down.
No, not yet. Well, there are two things wrong here, Fred. First of all, there are no names of the sheriff or coroner or the judges. I haven't got those up yet. But these have to be down. If you help, that's good.
Oh, that's right.
Now, come over here. Now, remember, there's always a person standing here.
Of course.
And he pushes this button, or she, when you go in there to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go in as though you're going to vote, and I'll be the person pushing the button.
Now, what? This will close when he presses that button.
Right. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Now you're all set to vote.
But, of course, when you vote by yourself behind these curtains. But I'd like to show... Is it
sure.
All right if I show them?
Just pull those curtains up.
Now, this should work. If you're going to vote for the sheriff, you press down this one or this one. Those would be the two people who were running for sheriff. See? Do that. For coroner... There. Jury commissioner. Mayor. If you didn't want to vote for either one of those people for the mayor, you would just check the number here, number 17, and you had somebody you wanted to vote for, you would go up here to number 17 and press this up. Must not be working.
Yeah, I'll have to check that.
Yeah.
A couple of those things I have to fix yet.
You see, the write-in votes aren't working, but you'd press that up like that and then write in the name that you wanted for the mayor up in there.
I think I checked these, Fred. Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, number 13. Well, that would be somebody for the judge of common court. You would write that person's name in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here it says, member of council, vote for 5. Well, you could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and vote for all of those people. Or if you'd rather change your mind, you could vote for 2 of them down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to stay in the voting machine longer than 3 minutes.
That's right.
So you should know who you're going to vote for before you come here to vote. Then up here are lots of important questions that you would vote yes or no for. You see that? You could vote yes on that question, no on that question. See? And then after you've done all your voting, after you're all finished, then you press this button here. And that's the thing that will register your vote and open the curtain. I'll put it down, okay? So I can show them how that button works. Now I'm going to press that button down and you'll see these curtains open like that. Ready? See? Now, an interesting thing here. You see, all of the things that you press down are up again. So the next person who comes in to vote has a clean voting machine ready. And those votes are all counted right in back of the machine. It's all part of the machine. I'm really glad you had one of these so I could show my friends.
Oh, I'm glad, too. All I have to do is fix these, and I'll be all set.
Right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Come along. That's a complicated machine, isn't it? My, all of those little things that you push down. Well, someday when you vote, you may see one of those machines. You know, before a real election, sometimes people go around asking the voters how they feel about the coming election. You know, who they think will win, who they think will be chosen and all. That's called making a survey. But maybe we'd think about that for our make-believe. Let's pretend that Handyman Negri is making a survey in the neighborhood of make-believe. He's doing it for Lady Elaine Fairchild. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, there's Troll. Hello, Troll. It just goes along and whistles. Well, now, down to business here.
Right.
I want you to be sure to get the pictures from X before you start your survey.
Okay, I will.
Planet Purple did it. You can, too. Add the name Fairchild. That's what to do.
Well, I'll see how people feel about it.
Meet me at museum headquarters when you've finished.
Okay, I guess I should ask the king and queen first.
Oh, I've already asked those two.
Oh?
They don't want to change the name.
Oh, well, then that's two on this side, right?
Yeah, the side where it says no.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you can put yours and mine on the other side where it says yes.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's even.
2-2. Mm-hmm. Well, see ya.
Okay, bye. I think I'll go to the Eiffel Tower first because maybe Dr. Bill will be there and Grandpère will be there too. Good day, Dr. Bill.
Well, and a good day to you, Handyman Negri.
Well, could I ask you a question?
Why, of course, of course. What is it?
Well, how do you feel about changing the name of this neighborhood to a neighborhood of make-believe Fairchild?
Changing the name to that? Oh, I think I'd say no to that. Neighborhood of make-believe Fairchild? Oh, that's Bill Long. Now, as much as I like Lady Elaine, I think that's just too long for a name.
Well, we'll put a no over here for you. How do you think Grandpère feels?
Oh, he left a note up there way before he went out for the day.
Oh, he did?
Aye.
Oh, yes. Je vote non pour changer le nom de notre voisinage.
Aye.
Grandpère. What does that mean, Dr. Bill?
He says I vote no for changing the name of the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll put another no down there. How about Elsie Jean, your wife? How will she vote on the matter?
Well, that's up to her. You'll have to ask her.
All right, Dr. Bill, I will.
Aye.
And thank you very much.
Oh, good day.
Good day. Oh, I forgot. I've got to go over to X and get the pictures. Yes, X, it's me. I come over to get the...
Oh,
Handy. There you go.
I just got them finished.
Yeah.
I've been working on them for hours.
Uh-huh.
Well,
boy, they're beautiful. Well, they're all different pictures of Lady Elaine.
That's right. All different,
uh-huh.
But they all have the same words underneath.
Yeah.
Planet Purple did it. You can too. Add the name Fairchild. That's what to do.
Well, that is something. Well, how do you feel about adding to the name of our neighborhood?
Oh, I really don't care. I mean, I know where I live, and that's all that matters to me.
Well, should I put down a yes or no on my survey?
Oh, put down a yes. I'm always game for a change.
Okay. Well, that's four no's and three yeses.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe I ought to ask Henrietta while I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Hen.
Henrietta.
Hen.
Hen.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Oh, hi, Henrietta.
Meow.
Hi, Hen.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. You're voting meow.
Well, we're not really voting, Henrietta. I'm just making a survey.
Meow, don't want meow, change meow name.
Oh, you don't?
Meow. Meow, like meow neighborhood, meow make-believe.
Well, I'll just put a no mark then under there for you.
Meow, like meow old name.
Well, oh, I understand, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, want meow, change meow name.
That's all right, dear. I understand.
Meow, used to meow name.
Nobody said we had to change it, Henrietta.
Meow, didn't?
No, that's what voting is all about, to get everybody's idea about something.
Meow.
That's right, Henrietta. And now I think I'll go get some other people's ideas. Thanks for the printing, X.
Oh, as good old Ben Franklin would say, you're welcome.
Okay. Goodbye, you two.
Meow, 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 meow.
Goodbye.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, come on over here. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Oh.
What are you doing, Handyman Negri?
Oh, I'm just putting up some posters, Elsie Jean. What are your thoughts about changing the name of the neighborhood?
Oh, I like it just the way it is.
Oh.
Fairchild's fine when it's used for Lady Elaine.
Well, Planet Purple did it, and you can too. Add the name Fairchild. That's what to do.
But Lady Elaine discovered Planet Purple. But here she's just one of the neighbors. Nothing against her, mind you, but I just like it the way it is. Well,
okay, Elsie Jean. Yeah, farewell. Bye now. Oh, Corny.
Oh,
Corny.
Yes.
Just the person I wanted to see.
Oh, lots of orders today.
Oh, just one quick question.
Yeah, what is it?
How do you feel about voting about the changing of the name?
Changing the name to what?
Of the neighborhood. To a neighborhood of make-believe Fairchild.
Neighborhood of make-believe Fairchild? Well, that's ridiculous. What if we all added our names on? It would be terribly long. Neighborhood of make-believe Fairchild, Negri, Peshley, Platypus, Pussycat, Owl, etc., etc.
It really would be long, wouldn't it?
Yes. It would take us forever to tell people where we live.
Well, I'll see if I can't explain that to Lady Elaine.
Well, happy sailing.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, well. Put mine up right there. Yeah, maybe we could put one up right over here. Oh, Planet Purple did it. You can too. Add the name Fairchild. That's what to do.
That's the ticket, Handy. How are you coming? Everybody want to change the name?
Well, the result of the survey is 7-3.
Whoopee! Whoopee!
7-3 against changing the name.
Against it?
Yes.
Nobody likes me. Everybody's against me.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That's not so. Everybody did like you. In fact, they all said they did. But some of them just didn't want to change the name of the neighborhood.
Mm.
Some thought it was too long. Oh. Some were just used to it the way it is. Oh. And one said, what if we all added our names to it? Then it would be Neighborhood of Make-Believe Fairchild, Negri, Tiger, Pussycat, Peshelty.
I know.
Well, so?
So I lost, that's what. I lost. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Well, there's always Planet Purple Fairchild.
I know, and I like it. It's just that it's so far away.
But you can think about it and remember that all those people are calling their home by your name.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. That's just the way it is.
And you have feelings about winning and feelings about losing.
You can say that again.
Good feelings and bad feelings.
Look to the sky, Handy.
What for, Lady Elaine?
Somewhere up there floats a planet with a beautiful name.
Planet Purple Fairchild.
Someday I'll get back to see it.
I'm sure you will, Lady Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, what do you want me to do with the photos, Lady Elaine?
Oh, the photos. Save them, Handy. You never know when we can use them again.
Okay.
Thanks for your help, manager.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll see you later.
Toot toot, dear.
Okay, bye.
Say, before you go.
Yeah?
Let's sing the Handy song, you and I.
Okay.
Okay?
Handy lady and handy man. Take care of lots of things we do.
Handy lady and a handy man. In a museum go round that swings.
Handy lady and a handy man. Take care of lots of things we do.
Handy lady and a handy man.
In a museum go round. Museum go round. Museum go round that swings.
Woo! I'll see you
later. A song helps, you know that.
It sure does.
Toot toot.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Oh. Trolley.
People who win have feelings, and people who lose have feelings, because they're all people. The children in your neighborhood sometimes choose teams for playing games, you know. Do they choose the bigger children first? You can have a lot of feelings about that, because the people you play with are very important to you. It's the people you like the most who can make you feel maddest. It's the people you care for the most who manage to make you feel baddest. Of course, it's the people you like the most who can make you feel happiest. It's the people you care for the most likely, who manage to make you feel snappiest. Well, here's something that might make us feel snappy. Here's a sponge, and a cup, and a salt shaker, and a bell, and a fork, and a spoon. And I thought I just might put them all together somehow with a little rhythm. Let me see now. Here's a table. Put the sponge on the table and the cup on the sponge. The salt in the cup and the bell on the salt and the fork and the spoon beside it all. Let's try it just a little faster. the sponge on the table and the cup on the sponge and the salt in the cup and the bell on the salt and the fork and the spoon beside it all. You could make that up with anything that you have. Yeah, different things in the kitchen or different ones of your toys. Just make up your own rhythm. Da 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 dum ba da 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 dum bum bum. Da dum bum ba da 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 dum bum bum. And the bell that says it's time to go. But first I'll feed the fish, you know. Da dum da dum da 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 dum bum bum. Da do 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 boop boop doop boop. That looks like the fish are dancing. Oh, I must take the pictures down from the door. Aniri, Jonathan, Justine, and Tirini. We've done a lot of things today, you and I. Glad we could be together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Just because somebody loses at a game or is chosen last doesn't mean that that person wasn't good. No matter whether you win or you lose or get chosen first or last, I like you just the way you are. You're my television friend, and I'll be back to visit with you tomorrow. I like you just the way you are. Yeah, bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.